This is a CHY News Update. A Vancouver Island University student is sharing the stories of people who were once in the foster care system and are now starting their post-secondary education journeys. Tara Downling is finishing her final year at Vancouver Island University, or VIU, with a Bachelor's of Arts degree. She is highlighting her and other students' journeys through the foster care system. The program allows BC students who are current or former children or youth in care to have their tuition and eligible fees waived for them. This would allow these students to attend a post-secondary institution or an approved union-based trade training program without worrying about how they would afford to do so. Growing up, Downling was in foster care and didn't know about the tuition waiver program until she was older and applied to school at VIU.
3 years ago when I first applied to the school, and I was actually denied the grant because I already had an Associate of Art degree that I got for myself when I was in school in the U.S. that I paid for. And I only got that because I was trying to work towards a bachelor's, and I didn't know if I'd be able to financially be able to pay for that. And at that point, the provincial waiver program only allowed for one degree. So I ended up having to take a job and I moved across the country. And then I got an email in my inbox that said I had been awarded $28,000 to finish my degree at VIU. And I actually thought it was a hoax, and I thought people were just trying to steal my information.
She says she always valued education and jumped at the chance knowing that she could return to school to finish her bachelor's degree. Now, in the final year of her degree, Downling says she has decided to make all her projects based on the time she was in foster homes and the struggles she went through being in and out of the foster care system. In a directed study photography class, Downling decided to do a community-based art piece discussing the tuition waiver program and going through foster care. For this piece, she highlights 15 people, including herself, who are in the tuition waiver program, with portraits taken of them through the printing process of Cyanotype. Cyanotype photography is a camera-less printing technique that involves capturing an image with UV light and chemicals to create a monochromatic blue image print.
So I created the project because I felt so alone in my struggle with being a foster child, and I've always wanted to kind of connect to other people that have gone through that and to share their stories, and myself included.
She says she was able to connect with other students in the tuition waiver program at VIU who were all excited to share their experiences in the foster care program.
Yeah, it was just really inspiring and exciting to see that people weren't afraid to share their experience, because I think that there's a lot of stigma around being a foster care, being in foster homes. And I think that it's because it's such a sensitive subject, not everyone wants to share their experience. So I was really kind of touched that so many people had the courage to want to share their experience and to be photographed.
Downling shares that her experience in care isn't something she often shares.
And also because there's a negative stigma around it. So it kind of almost puts you in this box that you probably got traumas and maybe you're messed up and you're just not like a normal person if you've had that experience.
But she says she hopes sharing these stories of those who have been through the care system and are now seeking higher education will put a new light on those once in care. She says she hopes this artwork will bring attention to the provincial tuition waiver program so more youths who are or were in care know they have an opportunity to start their own education journey. Dowling's art piece titled We Are the Change You Want to See will be displayed at the VIU Library on the fifth floor starting later this month. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/News.